But Paul, how long have you been on the dole?
For almost 7.5, 8 years.
7.5 to 8 years out of work. Why can't you find a job?
Because no one wants to employ an adult, mate. They want to employ these young blokes for shit wages, right? Where, like, apprenticeship wages. Buddy, I heard a bloke before you were talking to from Hobart saying he was a...
Yeah, that's Rick the Alien, remember? Yeah.
Well, mate, I am studying currently with the University of Southern Queensland. I'm doing an associate degree in engineering, majoring in mechanical engineering.
Good on you.
I have upton certificates in a plethora of industries within this work industry. I can't get a job, bro. I can't.
Okay, so on the dole, on the unemployment benefit, you're supposed to go to, is it 15 job interviews a fortnight?
That's correct.
How many job interviews have you been to recently?
On telephone, canvassing myself, going to, like, ringing up, I'd say about 20, 30.
In a week? In a fortnight?
Easy.
How many interviews do you front up to? Do you go through an agency? Do they actually make face-to-face appointments
for
you?
Yeah, you do have a job provider. My job provider is pretty good, actually.
Not if you've been unemployed for 8 years, they're not.
Helpful.
They're not very good, Paul, if you've been unemployed for 8 years.
Yeah, but I've only been with this particular job provider since, I'd say, January this year.
See, it's hard. I want to be as understanding as I can, but it's hard. Are you able-bodied? Are you fit? Can you do anything?
Yeah, buddy, I'm a qualified motor mechanic by trade.
Okay, well, how come you've been unemployed for 7.5 to 8 years?
Because I just got out of jail.
Ah, so are you counting your jail time as unemployment time?
No.
You see, it comes out now, folks. Here it comes.
16 years in prison.
What were you in prison for?
Murder.
It's pretty heavy.
Well, it was an accident, but yeah, like I...
Why was it murder, not manslaughter?
Well, eventually it became manslaughter after a number of appeals and fighting it. But it was originally a murder charge. And on 90% of applications you put in, one of the questions are, have you ever been convicted of a criminal offence?
Mm.
And when you state yes and state the reason, people just turn their back on you, mate.
I can understand. And that's why they're looking at changing legislation in Queensland so that employers won't know your criminal background. And that was one of our topics this morning. They're calling it an overdue review of Queensland anti-discrimination legislation that may lead to a requirement that businesses and employers have to ignore an employee's criminal history. Do you think that somebody has the right to know that you were 16 years in jail for murder?
In some cases, mate, like in some cases, I'd like to know that the person I was employing was not either let's just say for argument's sake, a murderer, a rapist, or even a pedophile.
No, sexual assaults and assaults involving children will not be able to be withheld. And there would always be a police check that would that employers would have a right to ask for. But you have spent 16 years in jail for murder, and you just sort of dumped that on me. It's hit me like a ton of bricks. I wondered why you were unemployed for so long. Now I see. So when you go for a job interview, you have to disclose that you've been incarcerated for 16 years for murder?
Well, not so long, not exactly how long you've been in custody. The question that is on the application is, have you ever been convicted of a criminal offence?
That's on the application, and you have to tell the truth.
On most applications that I've seen, anyway.
Yeah, see, and in Queensland, they're looking at changing that. Sorry to interrupt. Keep going, Paul.
If you tick no, and say you've got an employee that, you know, is that wants to do a police check. It only costs $25 to do a police check on anybody these days. Okay? You just go on the police link, bang, pay you $25 and there's your police check. Okay, if it comes back that you've been convicted of a criminal offence, straight away your boss thinks you're a liar.
Exactly, yep.
You know what I mean? So you've lost face with your boss straight away. But if you're upfront and honest with your boss and say, yeah, look, this has happened, okay, an accident occurred so many years ago, fair enough, I got convicted of, you know, murder, but I ended up doing a manslaughter charge. I spent 16 and a half years of my life in custody.
Do you feel as though you've paid your time? And here's another question for you, Paul. And I've got to say, thank you for ringing up and being so honest. Do you feel rehabilitated?
Absolutely, mate. I don't want to go back to jail, mate. And don't get me wrong, Luke. There's never a day gone by where I don't feel for that person and that person's family. You know what I mean? But, you know, I lost everything when I went to jail. I had my own business. Mm. I had my own home. I was in a relationship. When I lost it all, mate.
Yeah. When did you get out?
17th of July last year.
Yeah. When you have spent time in jail, you've been in jail for murder and the charge was changed to manslaughter, but 16 years of your life. When you're in jail, do they train you for life outside of jail? Is there rehabilitation?
Look, rehabilitation comes from in oneself. I've always said that, mate. Like you can, like a drug user, for instance, right? You can put a drug user through an upton number of courses, but if that drug user wants to use drugs, he's going to use drugs. You know, same as a criminal, mate. If a criminal wants to get out of jail and commit armed robberies and rob people and do this and do that, they're going to do that. But a person that is fair dinkum and wants to, like, is in jail, understands where they made that mistake, wants to get out and start a life all over again, it, fair enough, mate. Like, I'm rehabilitated. When I spent 16 years in jail. I didn't just sit in jail and do nothing. I did courses left, right, and centre, mate.
Yeah.
Like, courses in rural operations, cleaning operations, including forensic cleaning. You know what I mean? Like, I've done computer, like CAD 3, welding operations, you know, engineering. I've done it all, mate.
So you not only believe you're rehabilitated, but you've spent your time and you deserve a fresh start. So when you apply for a job, on the form it says, have you ever spent time in jail?
Correct.
Do you have a criminal record, it asks?
It says, have you ever been convicted of a criminal offence?
Have you ever been convicted of a criminal offence? In your opinion, Paul, does an employer have a right to know that?
In some cases, yes.
Like, for example, your charge doesn't get more serious than murder. Doesn't get more serious. Well, it does, actually. Pedophilia, I think, is. I think a pedophile's worse than a murderer. That's just me. But if, let's just say you're applying for a job where you have contact with cash, does your employer have a right to know that you have a criminal record and a history of stealing, for example?
Well, yeah, like it'd be applying for a job in a car yard if you're a convicted car thief. You know what I mean? Like, who, you know,
I don't know. Let's just say you are a convicted car thief, but you believe you've been rehabilitated. You might make a very good car salesman.
Well, absolutely.
You like, might. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying, Luke. You know, if people are willing to give, okay, let's put it this way, right? If, don't get me wrong, mate, I look for work every day. I'd love to work. I can't survive on the money they're giving me on the dole.
No.
It's impossible.
All right. Well, now that I've got to know you better, I understand why you've been unemployed. You said that you're unemployed for 7.5, nearly 8 years, but you only got out of jail last year. I'm trying to work that out. You've been in jail for 16 years?
Yeah, I wasn't on the dole when I was in jail.
Yeah, the mathematics isn't quite working out here. But anyway, you're finding it very difficult to find a job. You have a criminal record and you have to, on the form, tell them that you've been convicted of a criminal offence. And this is exactly what we were talking about earlier. They're calling it an overdue review of Queensland's anti-discrimination legislation, and employers and others may be legally barred from discriminating against someone based on their criminal past. Paul, I wish you all the very best. With your permission, I can give your details to my employment expert, Graham Wynn, and he can talk to you off air sometime during the day and see if he can help you out. Would you like that?
I'd love that, bro. I'd love to have a job.
Paul, stay there. Jess will get your details. We won't give anyone else your details. I promise you that. You have my word. Mm. And I'll get Graham Wynn to talk to you sometime today or tomorrow. And he'll have a chat with you and see if he can get you on the path to employment. How's that sound?
Sounds great to me, buddy.
Appreciate your time.
You too, Luke. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being on the program and telling us your story.
Not a problem.
Stay there. The people you meet here on The Night Shift on Triple M.